wherever you have to eat. It's good. It tastes like...
What? It
smells like crotch.
Jane?
Well, it does.
We don't even have to go someplace fancy. We can just go to the park or something. Feed the pigeons.
Sure. Feed the pigeons. Probably get the firing squad for littering.
Come on, it's not that bad.
It is. It's a core planet. It's spotless. It's got sensors, and where there ain't sensors, there's beds. All central planets are the same.
Could you please tell my wife the fun she's missing out on?
Ariel's quite a nice place, actually. There are some beautiful museums, not to mention some of the finest restaurants in the core.
But not boring, like she made it sound. There's,
there's hiking.
Yeah.
And you can go swimming in a bioluminescent lake.
I don't care if it's got sunsets 24 hours a day. I ain't setting foot on that planet.
No one is setting foot on that fancy rock. I don't want anyone leaving the ship. You think of it? I don't want anyone looking out the windows or talking loud. I'm gonna drop off an hour, that's it.
What's the point of coming to the core if I can't even step off the boat?
You could have got off with Shepherd Book at the Bathgate Abbey. Could have been meditating on the wonders of your rock garden by now.
That beat's just sitting.
It is just sitting.
So how long are you going to be planet set?
Shouldn't be more than a day or two.
Big stop, just to renew your license to companion. Can I use companion as a verb?
It's guild law. All companions are required to undergo a physical examination once a year.
Could you not do that while we're...
Ever? So 2 days in a hospital? That's awful.
Don't you just hate doctors?
Hey, I mean, present company excluded.
Let's not be excluding people. That'd be rude.
God! What the hell? River, no.
I got your knife. God. He's bleeding.
That's Steve.
He okay?
River. Oh.
He looks better in red.
Goram freaks completely off her axle.
I'm sorry about this. I don't know.
Shut up. I ain't talking to you. She gotta go. Both of them gotta go. Ariel's as good a place as any to leave them. Might even pick us up a reward for our trouble.
No, who's getting left?
She belongs in a bug house. You don't pitch her off this boat right now, I swear to you.
What? What do you swear, Jane?
They don't get gone. You better start locking up your room at night. Next time little sister gets in a murdering mood, might be you she comes calling on. Maybe Kaylee. Or Inara. You let them stay, we're gonna find out.
Finish your work, Doctor. This is my boat. I'm part of my crew. No one's getting left. Best you get used to that.
You owe me a shirt.
She's to stay confined to a room at all times. No exceptions. Take her to the kitchen, infirmary, whatever. You ask me first, understand?
I do.
When I took you and your sister in, the deal was you keep her in check. You can't hold up your end. We're going to have to revisit the deal. She's getting worse, isn't she?
Yes.
Just look at the bright side. Maybe you'll meet a young, handsome doctor. He'll ask you out. What's the companion policy on dating?
It's complicated.
Well, that figures. Stay out of trouble. You too. Bye.
Ah! How are we going to find a job if we don't leave the ship?
Quiet territory ain't any jobs worth having.
What were the last 3 places we've been?
My pop always said it. Anyone who can't find work ain't looking hard enough. We ain't even looking at all.
You can stop looking. There's a client. Me. I have a job for you.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. care. I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me. No place I can be since I found serenity. But you can't take the sky from me.
You've got a job for us?
One that'll pay for itself 10 times over.
Forget it. We ain't that desperate.
Do you know what this is?
It's a common immune booster called isoprobilin. Street value for a dosage this size... 50 platinum. Maybe 20 credits. Propoxin. Maybe 80. Hydrazepam. 200. And all of these are just from the med kit I had with me when I came on board. At a hospital like the one in Aerial City, they'll have shelves of that stuff. Whatever the take, it's more than enough payment for what I have in mind.
So, the med vault isn't the job?
That's the payment. I tell you how to get in, get out, and what's worth taking. If you help me get River into the hospital's diagnostic ward.
What's in the diagnostic ward?
A 3D neuroimager. If I can get River in there, I might be able to figure out what they did to her at the academy.
So we get you and your sister into the whatcha thing, and you tell us how to clean out the hospital.
Yes.
Not to be negative, but don't the hospital need that medicine?
Government-run facility. It'd be restocked in a matter of hours.
She's right. They'll never miss it.
Plus, folks on the rim sure could use it.
You know, it's all very sweet, stealing from the rich, selling to the poor, but you're talking about breaking into a highly secure alliance facility. How do you plan on getting around security?
That's not easy, but it can be done. You see, like all core hospitals, St. Lucie's has its own dedicated security force. A small battery of local alliance federals substationed here. Now, every floor, every doorway is equipped with sensors and, at all points of entry, patient item scans. However, once clear of those checkpoints, movement within the facility itself should be relatively unhindered. Now, the standard layout should put the med vault somewhere...
Go back to the ident scans. You and your sister are tagged fugitives. How do you figure we're going to get you in the building?
Through the front door. Believe me, Captain, getting the two of us in is going to be easy. The rest of you... That is going to be the real trick. We'll need to procure a few items off ship. I've made a list. Now, given my status as a fugitive, someone else will have to... We have some volunteers. Good. And before we ever make it to the front door, we're going to have to breach the perimeter. Only official vehicles are allowed in, so we'll need one. Now, obviously, we can't steal what we need. Any illegal activity in the planning stages could end this thing before it starts.
St. Lucie's Hospital contracts with a local municipal dumpyard for all its large disposals.
Figures. First time on the Corps. What do I get to do? Dig through trash. Couldn't they send me shopping at the triplex? Oh, synchronizers.
Big hospitals mean big waste, so we shouldn't have any trouble finding what we're looking for.
We'll have to look like we belong. All we have to do is slip a couple of bills into the right hands. That gets us uniforms, ID badges, and key cards. A little creative forgery, and we've got ourselves a working alias. Now, all of these items are easy to obtain. They'll get us up to the door. Now, in order to get us in...
Patients were cynical and not responding, and we couldn't bring them back.
They were cyanotic.
They were cyanotic and not responding.
Unresponsive. And we were unable to...
Resuscitate them.
Yes.
Resuscitate them.
Good. Which methods did you use?
We tried pulmonary simulators and cardiac... We...
Pulmonary stimulators and cardiac infusers.
What about cortical electrodes?
Oh. We forgot them.
Let's try that again.
Yeah.
Pupils were fixed and dilapidated.
Dilated.
Tin moth, sour, llama, shiny.
And the patients were cyanotic,
not responding,
not responsive,
and we tried to resuscitate them.
And despite our best efforts, they kicked.
Despite our best efforts,
they...
Which methods did you use?
We tried pulmonary stimulators and cardiac infusers.
What about the cortical electrodes?
What's that?
We applied the cortical electrodes.
Yeah, we used them on electromagnetic
reaction from...
But we're unable to get a... Neural had the cortical electrodes, but we're unable to get a neural reaction from either. Unable to get a neural
response.
Hell, I don't know. If I wanted schooling, I'd have gone to school. I'll get it.
That's amazing. You two did an incredible job.
And now for the finishing touch.
If I didn't know better, I'd say you're ready to save some lives.
Now we need a couple of patients.
Corpses, actually. For this to work, River and I will have to be dead.
I'm starting to like this plan.
We're going to be asleep. Captain Reynolds and the others will have to pretend we're dead to sneak us into the hospital. But once we're inside, we'll wake up. Everything will be fine. You understand?
You're going to suspend cerebral, cardiac, and pulmonary activity in order to induce a proto-comatose state.
That's right.
I don't want to do it.
I know.
I don't want to go to that place. I don't want to die.
No one is going to die. It's okay. The others will take care of us while we're asleep, and when we get back... River. It's okay. It's okay. This could be what we've been hoping for. When this is over, I'll be able to help you. I'll be able to make the nightmares go away. Okay?
Okay.
Lie back. Time to go to sleep.
We speak only when spoken to. We avoid all unnecessary contact, and we stay together until we reach the morgue. Understood?
Yes, sir.
A lot of cortical electrodes.
Jane?
I'm able to get a neural response.
Yeah, I got it. We gonna have a problem?
I know what I gotta do.
I don't want to talk about him. I got to have a problem with you and Simon.
It's up to him.
Look, I got a little stabbed the other day. It's about to make anyone of my ornery. So I figure...
It's a good plan.
What?
Doc did good coming up with that job. Told me I don't like him any better. He buys bygones quicker than cash. Maybe I'll give him a tattoo while he's out.
You let him do his thing, and then you get him out. No messing with him for laughs.
Don't worry about me. As long as I get paid, I'm happy. Cortical electrodes, unable to get a neural response. Apply the cortical electrodes.
Hours left before the morning shift.
Won't be an hour.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
Got a couple DOAs by the time we got
Take
there.
Take them down to the morgue.
We applied the cortical electrodes, but were unable to get a neural reaction from either patient.
Bring them out of it in a few minutes. Once they're up, get them to the imaging suite, let Simon do his thing, and haul it back to the rendezvous. 15 minutes.
Got it. And I'll just sit right here.
Of the drugs, I'll be fine. Just give me a second.
Well, your sister seems okay. You gotta get dressed. You gotta move.
Two lefts, two rights, and we're there. You see anyone smile?
I don't think anybody smiles in hospitals.
Of course they do. It's a core. Everyone's rich and happy here. Why wouldn't they smile?
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Hi. Where are you taking those bodies?
Just downstairs to the morgue.
Downstairs is that way.
Right. Must have gotten turned around.
Let me see your badge.
Doing it backwards. Walking up the downslide.
Keep her quiet. This is the recovery ward. This is where patients come to get better.
You're going to die.
No one is going to die.
He is.
No, he's not. That man standing next to him is his doctor. He's going to help him.
He's not going to help him, right?
Trevor, the doctors here are the best in the system. This is one of the top hospitals in the Corps or anywhere else.
Where you should be. You have to help him.
Trevor, we don't have time.
He's killing him!
Code blue!
We
gotta
go. Stay here. Don't move. What do we have?
42-year-old double bypass post-op. Prognosis was positive.
BP 60 over 20. Pulse is ready.
Who are you?
He's crashing.
Get the card.
We have flatline.
We've got to crack it. We're not cracking a post-op.
He's non-responsive. Should I call the code team?
Get the infusers in 0.4 of atropine. What did you give him?
Just 20 of alprazolam push.
Clear. Clear.
Clear.
He's going tacky,
but his heart's beating. He's okay.
Explain to me how you justify administering a vasoconstrictor to this patient.
Alprazolam is a painkiller, not a vasoconstrictor.
Unless you combine it with dilaftin. which any first year should know is the standard prep medicine your patient was taking before his surgery. Your patient should be dead. Let's go.
Walk with me a minute.
Where are we going?
You see this badge? It says doctor. I say walk, you walk.
Yeah, but where are we going?
You must be new. Don't get comfortable. Your type doesn't last long here. When your supervisor hears about the rude and disrespectful...
Clear.
Here it is. So,
must have been D-Mags.
Up her skull.
That's a scalpel scar. They opened up her skull and they cut into her brain.
Why?
Well, the only reason to make an incision in someone's brain is to lobotomize them, to go in and remove damaged tissue. Why anyone would cut into a healthy brain is... They did it over and over. They stripped her amygdala.
What?
You know how you get scared or worried or nervous, but you don't want to be scared or worried or nervous, so you push it to the back of your mind, you try not to think about it.
Your amygdala is what lets you do that. It's like a filter in your brain that keeps your feelings in check.
She feels everything. She can't not.
That's fascinating. Let's get moving.
We still have 20 minutes.
Wrong. Plan changed when you were out. We're meeting out the back way in 5.
Well, I could use another couple minutes. I'm sure if we get in touch with Captain Reynolds...
Captain gave his orders. We play it by the book.
Remember? Shh, shh, shh. It's okay.
Get her in the chair. Let's go.
No. 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 They come out of the bike. They come when you call.
It's over. We're leaving.
Your toes are in the sand.
And your head's up here.
Hey! Back off.
You just make sure she keeps her mouth shut. You don't need her screeching while we're trying to make her quiet. Get away.
It's okay.
should have let me know when the plan changed.
I told you when you needed to know. What are you griping about? You got what you came for.
No, I can't go back. I don't want to go back.
Shh. It's okay. It's okay. We're just going back to the ship. We're almost home.
Federal marshals, don't move. River and Simon Tam, by the authority of the Union of Allied Planets, you are hereby bound by law. Take them to processing.
So, you're gonna take me away for questioning now? How you gonna play it?
You're under arrest for aiding and abetting federal fugitives. Better get a lawyer.
You're kidding, right? Where's my rotten money?
You mean my money? For apprehending the three fugitives? I expect I'll be getting it soon.
Maybe a naked beach?
Cut it out. Job's not done till we're back on Serenity.
Sorry, sir. Didn't mean to enjoy the moment.
Where are the others?
If those officers hadn't been armed, I think you'd have had a chance.
That guy shoves me, I shove him. Like I was trying to mount a rescue.
Still, I appreciate you trying.
You know what I'd appreciate? You stop flapping that pretty mouth at me. Try to figure a way out of here. I can't do it with you yammering.
They took Christmas away.
What the hell now?
Came downstairs for the shiny presents. They took the tree and stockings. Nothing left but coal.
Would you shut her up?
Don't look in the closet either. It's greedy. It's not in the spirit of the holiday.
You shut the hell up right now, or so help me, I will shut you up.
Time?
10 minutes past rendezvous.
Something's happened.
Kaylee, are you linked?
I am. Now, what do you need?
Find out if there's any kind of security alert in the hospital.
Hang on.
Could be they're just late.
Not this late. Jane would have sent up a flag.
Nothing from hospital security. Nothing on the local pipeline either.
Although, I am getting some weird chatter from the official 262. It sounds like they're talking
about ducks.
Code.
Fed's got him. Have her bring up a hospital schematic on the cortex. Find me a way into that security substation.
Wait a minute. You don't even know for sure if they're in there.
Gotta find out. Check.
Come in, Claire.
So, you're just gonna walk in through the front door?
No. You're gonna find me a way around back.
Get up. What's going to happen to us? I said, get up.
Agent McGinnis, I'm certain you're working under a superior who's keeping close tabs on this case. I'm certain of that because important people don't do field work. I'm also quite certain your superior wants me and my sister alive. Now, I'm not going to move from this spot until one of two things happens. You answer my very simple question, or you shoot me.
We're transferring you to a holding area until you can be retrieved.
Retrieved? By whom?
People who want you alive. People, not me. Take them.
Thank you.
Josh, we could use a little direction here.
Working on it. Kaylee, what do you got?
Tell them to hang a left when they reach cryo. They'll see a door.
All right, go through that door and down to green level.
This is exactly what I didn't want. I wanted simple. I wanted in and out. I wanted easy money.
Things always get a little more complicated, don't they, sir?
Just once, I'd like things to go according to the Goran plan.
Guys, you might want to hurry.
Oh, is there a problem?
I think the reinforcements just arrived.
Find our way.
I ain't chasing that. I can handle the feds.
Doesn't matter. They're here.
Gentlemen, that was prompt. We're almost finished here. Prisoners will be out in a minute. Let me get the paperwork together for you. Bobby, bring that here. Not that it'll mean much. The men were tight-lipped. The girl was just spewing gibberish. We got it all down.
You spoke to the prisoners?
Well, yeah. Had to process them. There was no interrogation, if that's what you mean. Didn't do your job for you.
Did your men also speak with them?
Much as they had to.
was your checkup?
Same as last year. What's going on here?
Oh, well, let's see. We killed Simon and River, stole a bunch of medicine, and now the Cap and Zoe are off spring and the others got snatched by the feds. Oh, here they are now.
Tell me we weren't followed.
Nothing in our rear view the whole way back.
All right. Take us out of the world, quick as you can.
We'll be out of Atmo in 5 minutes.
Hey. How was your thing?
As advertised, lots of needles and cold exam tables. I heard you had some excitement.
Oh, nothing much. Lots of running around, a little gunplay. A couple needles.
Next time we come to the corner, I'm staying with the preacher.
Oh, you hadn't come, you wouldn't be getting your big payday. So, you get what you needed?
I think I did. I have the information I downloaded off the imager. I just have to go over it, and I'm hopeful.
What happened to your face?
Huh? Oh, nothing.
He was amazing. I can't even begin to tell you. We wouldn't be standing here if it weren't for him. Thank you.
Well, hey, you're part of my crew.
I think I might cry. All right. Jane, help me with the cargo. Everyone, make yourselves useful. You got jobs, go do them.
It's got to be our best take ever.
Well, Doc had a good notion. Boy's got a decent criminal mind.
So what are you buying with your cut?
Figured it was time for a little chat.
Seems to me we had a solid plan.
Smooth, you might say. But what I can't figure out is what you were doing around the back exit.
What? I couldn't go out the front. I had to improvise. Open the damn door.
You called the feds.
What? I got pinched.
Which is what happens when you call the feds.
No, I would never do that, my hand to God. May you strike me down as I'm standing here.
Well, you won't be standing there long.
The minute we break ammo, you'll be a lot thinner once you get sucked out that hole.
Oh, come on, Mel.
Leaving ammo in 2 minutes.
That ain't no way for a man to die.
Door at once.
Shoot me! Just let me in!
You know, I hear tell they used to keel haul traders back in the day. I don't have a keel to haul you on, so...
Oh! Okay! I'm sorry, all right?
Sorry for what, Jane?
I thought you'd never do such a thing.
Money was too good! I got stupid! I'm sorry, okay? Be reasonable! What are you taking this so personal for? It ain't like I ratted you out to the feds.
Oh, but you did. You turn on any of my crew, you turn on me. But since that's a concept you can't seem to wrap your head around, then you got no place here.
You did it to me, Jane. And that's a fact.
What are you going to tell the others?
About what?
About why I'm dead.
I hadn't thought about it.
Make something up. Don't tell them what I did.
The next time you decide to stab me in the back,
to do it to my face.
Hi. What are you doing?
Drawing.
That's really good.
What are you doing?
Oh, I brought some medicine. Do you remember why we went to the hospital?
Time to go to sleep again.